Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
The cattle futures continued their volatility here midweek. We were higher, though. Live cattle across the board. June live cattle up 5, 125.02, about 10 cents off the high and about $3 off the low. So really good, strong comeback there in the live cattle. August up 40, seemed to get stronger. October up 65. Of course, cash trade today looks like it's going to end up around 138, which is disappointing compared to last week's 146 to 149. So roughly $9 to $10 lower than where we were last week. That is attributed to the fact that last week we had the winter weather through a lot of the feedlot country, and it was hard to market cattle. So this week we kind of got doubled up on, twice as many for sale, and that's what's pressuring that market, it looks like. But we're still at a premium to where the June front month live cattle futures are, with the cash trade at 138 and the June live cattle 125. That's a $13 difference. So there is some talk that maybe that could hold the market together. Feeder cattle were mixed. We had 32 higher trade on the maize, 144.85. Yesterday's index was 140.808, but August futures fell on hard times today, down $2.40, 149.75. That was about $2.50 off of this morning's low. So volatility continues here midweek.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures focused on today's monthly USDA ending stocks and crop production report. Old crop, corn, beans, and wheat for the U.S. were all lower than expected. And that provided one element of bullish news. This new crop ending stocks for wheat, corn, and beans were lower. Quite a bit lower in some areas. Wheat was 914 million bushels for the 17-18 ending stocks. That's about 20 million bushels less than estimated. Corn, 2.11 billion, also lower than expected. And soybeans, significantly lower, 480 million bushels is the carryout number. The estimate was 563, so about 83 million bushels less than expected there for soybeans. Pretty good chunk. On the world level, though, things seem to be better and larger for old crop corn, wheat, and beans. And then also for a new crop wheat, bigger. So I think that's what ultimately kind of kept the lid on it. Corn significantly lower and beans higher. So that USDA report was kind of the focus here. And then winter wheat production for 17-18 was released. All winter wheat, 1.246 billion bushels, about 50 million bushels less than projected.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.